Well, so Frank finally started to sell beer, but he must have made some money somehow. He didn't die a poor man.
That I don't know. He certainly didn't have any great amount of money when he died. He put everything that he owned back into the business, into the springs, and he had some fabulous ideas of what to do. Now, his ace in the hole was that garden. He had a garden there that wouldn't quit, and it was all heated by the spring's water in 2-inch pipes underground. So he got the jump on the farmers by, 2 months, I'd say. He'd have vegetables on the table the 4th of July.
Well, now, Emma was quite a worker, too, wasn't she?
Yes, she was. She was a wonderful woman. She was a nurse in her own life, in her own life.
She met Frank at Fort Yukon?
That's correct.
And they were married, and then she spent the rest of her life, as far as I know, without going too many places, right there.
And taking care of Frank all the time. Frank wasn't well the last 10 years of his life. He had palsy very badly.
I guess Dr. Zurich kept tab on him too, right?
Yes. There's a lot to be said about Dr. Zurich. He wasn't a qualified doctor as much as I know, Dr. Haglund, I talked to Dr. Haglund one time about Dr. Zurich, and he says, well, is he doing any harm? And I said, no, not that I know of. As a matter of fact, he's doing a lot of good over there. He says, then let him go. Don't complain.
Right. He delivered my son, Rourke. And I know that whenever we needed him immediately, he was there and would take care of us. The children were sick. My mother came one year, and she got sick from too much rich salmon, but he was there and took care of her. And then he took care of the Millers, I guess, too, in
later
life.
Yes, he did.